The average German spends over 25, a typical Belgian 27, and Italy dedicates almost 29 hours per week to watching TV. Austria, you wonder? 21 hours per week, which is below the European average. You think that's a lot of time? So how does life change when you give up TV? We ask four people who have made the change.
Speaker 1.
I wanted to write a book about how I had had postnatal depression and had hit rock bottom. I was in a very dark place and ended up doing little bits of exercise to help myself. I wanted to share what I'd learned, but I had a full-time job and two kids and thought, how can I find the time? But one evening, I was about to sit down and watch TV after my children went to bed, and something said to me, now would be a good time to work on that book. If I used an hour every night to write instead of watch TV, I'd gain 7 hours a week. Watching TV in the evening was my time. I just crashed. I'd watch Netflix mostly. I'd find a show and work my way through the episodes. But when I gave it up, I started getting up at 5 a.m. and going for a walk. During that time, I'd record material for my book. In the evening, when I didn't have as much mental energy, I'd transcribe everything. It was a challenge for a couple of months. I was often tired and wanted to switch off, and I'd looked forward to that hour of me time. But I stuck to my plan for a year and ended up with a completed manuscript and a publisher. I still rarely watch TV during the week. Crashing in front of the TV is no longer part of my evening. I prefer to read a book and save TV for the weekend.
Speaker 2.
I gave up TV 4 years ago when I was writing a book. I met a publisher at a seminar, and he talked about how people waste so much time watching TV. It's not productive, and it makes people depressed because a lot of what they see is so negative. As I listened to him, I thought, well, I spend a lot of time watching TV. I watched about 10 hours of TV a week, mostly during evenings and weekends. It was a habit, a routine. Because the TV was there, I'd switch it on. I stopped watching TV after having that discussion. I still have a TV for my son, but I read, study, and spend that time creating new workshops for my business. I feel happier. I used to think the world was more dangerous than it really was because I'd watch things on TV and think, am I safe to go out? It creates fear in your life. If you want a meaningful life, the TV is not the place to find it. It also stops you having conversations with people because instead of talking, everyone stares at the screen. And think about how much time you will have spent watching TV in the next 5 or 10 years. That's time you won't get back.
Speaker 3.
My sister and I were at a conference and one of the speakers was discussing the importance of looking at where you focus your energy. At the time, we were working in government jobs that we didn't really like. In our spare time, we blogged about health and how people can bring more happiness into their life, and we wanted to turn that into a business. But we'd get home from work, blog part-time, and, like most people, we watched television. I watched morning TV while I got ready for work and again in the evening. It was always in the background. So when I thought about where I wanted my energy to go, the answer was easy. Blogging. So I had to regain time from my life by giving up TV. If we hadn't made that decision, I don't think we would have started our business as Pilates and yoga teachers and health coaches. It's been a full-time job for the past 5 years now. When we moved into a new home, my sister and I didn't bring our TV. That was just a talking point when people visited. Most of them had never been to a house without a TV. We listened to more music, read books, and listened to business podcasts. I started going to yoga in the evening and learned to meditate. I don't care that I don't know what is happening in the latest reality TV show.
Speaker 4.
I used to be obsessed with TV reality shows. I'd throw Big Brother parties, or if there was something like a Michael Jackson special on TV, I'd throw a party around that theme. In the morning, I'd watch breakfast television and put the TV on again as soon as I came home from work. I'd watch 3 or 4 shows in a row. I worked 8 hours a day and probably watched TV for the same amount of time, although I'd never think about it. TV definitely contributed to me gaining weight because I'd order in food while I watched my shows. I ate a lot of high-calorie foods and drank a lot of soft drinks, and it was mindless. I wasn't aware of how much I ate and when I was full. I weighed over 200 kilos at that time. Now, I sit at a table and I eat with my partner and I see food as fuel for my next walk or exercise session. In 2015, I gradually stopped watching television. Initially, it was because a lot of the programs I watched were taken off air and I struggled to find anything that interested me. Then my television died and my boyfriend and I decided not to replace it. We bought a dishwasher instead. Giving up television made a dramatic difference. I started going out and moving more. I started doing sit-ups and going for walks around the block. I also studied personal training so I could help myself get fitter. I went to the gym 3 evenings a week and on Saturday to study and work out instead of watching TV. When I gave up TV, so many possibilities in my life opened up.